The movies they make back home about the nonstop action of merc life never show how much time you spend on cleanup. It took us almost 3 hours to drag the dead Zith Cal back to their ship and get all the blood off the floor. I don't mind mopping, but I do mind having to do it alone because my partner's too busy bragging to do his share. "That's why you wear the big armor," Cotter announced to anyone who would listen, which at the moment was myself and Mabel. "This baby can put 3,000 pounds of pressure behind an axe swing. That's enough to slice a suit of King's armor in half." "Only if the person in the armor is dumb enough to let you," I said, slamming my mop into a bucket of very bloody water by the stairs. "Only three kinds of people wear king-class armor. The king, royal knights, and devastators, and none of them would be that dumb." "What are you talking about?" Cotter scoffed. "Gerald Redeth is the undisputed master of axe work, and he's taken two devastators." "Gerald Redeth is a hack," I snapped. "He doesn't even fight in the actual gladiatorial games. He's in the Demonstration League, which is scripted." I made my voice as disgusted as I could. "His whole career is a publicity stunt, and he didn't take two devastators. He took two guys in devastator armor. There's a difference between actual devastators and idiots dressed up to look like devastators. I could beat Redeth." Cotter gave me a nasty look. "Don't insult the Red Death, Morris. He was the Kingston Count class champion before he went into the demonstrations. He'd wipe the floor with you." "I'd like to see him try," I scoffed. "Gladiator battles have as much to do with real combat as being Carnival King has to do with actually being king." I slapped my mop down on the sticky patch by my feet. "In a real fight, all that matters is killing the other guy before he kills you. If you waste time standing around swinging your axe, you're gonna get shot." "Says the little girl who fights in a dancing suit," Cotter sneered. "You gonna get a pony next? Maybe some pink ribbons to..." He cut off when my mop hit him dead in the face shield.